driveways and off-street. So what we've got written will work. But if the street is designed, then we can also take them on case-by-case basis if the street allows two-way traffic plus on-street parking.
Well, this allows us to do that.
That would be the only case where that would, safety-wise, would work.
I think that the way it's written, I think, would give that opinion to us. Don't you agree? I mean, like he says, there's not many places like that. It's not like in the city where there's roadside parking everywhere. You know, our county roads are not that way. But there is a few places.
Are you wanting to reword that somehow, George? No, you're good?
Yep.
Are there anything that any of you want to talk about? Because if you're not, we need to make a motion to put this in front of the commissioners.
I'll make a motion to approve amendments to Appendix E to send to the county commission.
I'll second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Scott, we'll...
Okay, I'll try to get it on their agenda for Monday the 18th. They've been made aware of it, so they know we've been in contact. It's not like they didn't know about it.
So you'll get it on September the 18th meeting?
Yep,
for
a week
them,
from today.
And then we don't know where we'll have...
Nope. We don't know when we'll have their opinion, though, right?
Nope. I mean, if they didn't vote on it then we'll hopefully get them to fall back on the 25th to vote on it. But I look to get a vote from them either to change a few things and pass it back to you, but I've been trying to keep them in the loop, so.
Okay. So we need to talk about old or new business, right?
It's where you're at.
Posting. I brought up Scott here quite some time ago.
Here's our current notice of public hearing that we put on all the properties. I don't know the size, but I had Marta run to Multiprint, who does those. And I know Steve was talking about getting them all real bright color. This is bright. We just got these today. These are somewhat bigger. We put them on 3-foot stakes instead of the 2-foot stakes.
You know, in the past, we've had people tell us they didn't always have a meeting because they didn't see the sign.
Well, are they waterproof at all? Or
no, I mean, no. Unless we start putting 3 stakes, because I know from experience trying to do a 2-stake, it just umbrellas and it blows them off, and then they're like this.
Probably
so we drive a stake and put them in the middle.
But waterproof. Will they?
No, I mean, these are only. Yeah. And I have gone back and reposted if they get the blown off and somebody calls and said they're gone.
Those look much better.
Yeah. But if either one of these designs kind of strikes your fancy, we can start getting them. These won't be wasted.
I think the red's a little better.
Red,
I think it stands out more. The green will blend with the grass.
Shrubbery.
Yeah.
Right. So orange. Leave them red and make them big.
Yeah. Can you make that a brighter orange?
Well, I can check with them, see if we can make it a real bright
orange.
We'll go back to red.
Yeah. Fluorescent orange or something.
Yeah. No, they probably can't. I don't know if they can print fluorescent.
I think the red's all right, don't you? As long as it's big.
Yeah.
As long
as it's big.
But then the black lettering helps too, I think.
It does.
Shows out
absolutely
better. But those would be quite a bit bigger. But we can go with those if that's.
Personally, I think they're fine.
We'll do it.
So we've had, since I've been on here, people don't see the signs. Of course, some people say they don't get their letters in time.
That's what I was going to say. If they're within that 600 feet or whatever our number is, they get the letter.
Yeah, they get their letter. I'm just saying that we get that feedback that they don't.
Yeah.
But the signs, if we go with the bigger signs, maybe that'll help some of the issues. Do we need to vote on that, Scotty, or just?
Recommendation, no. I mean, that's just what we'll start using. I'm just trying to present it to you as a.
Okay.
Take your opinion.
So we're going to go with the red and black?
Yep.
Anybody else want to talk about anything? George?
I've got a concern on the concept coming up next week, but I don't want to talk about it now.
Can't we?
Can we talk about it now?
Well, you can bring up anything that you want.
I mean, it's a public hearing.
More of a safety.
It's a public hearing, so we can talk about it.
More of a safety concern.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
if you got something you need me to check into, yeah.
Well, the...
For the senior...
Yes.
Friendship?
Mm-hmm.
And I had this brought up to me from... if this gets up and going, we're going to have a lot of seniors, and all you guys are aware of the turn-in off of that corner. It's very difficult to turn into Oremus Road off of 76, and the driveway right there, they're going to have to find an alternative entrance and exit.
Is it going there where the body shop's at?
Yeah, where Manley's body shop was.
Manley's old body shop, that's a difficult corner.
Very.
I've already had the sheriff's had concerns with that going moving forward with that entranceway and the people.
What's the next entrance? West.
That goes into the RV.
RV.
Campground. That entrance is fine. You've got
Lots of
sight
distance,
but their property doesn't go that far. We need to bring up their property, Scott.
Working on it.
I was thinking about that just a couple of days ago. It's not good.
No. I mean, either entrance right there, you're blind one way. Now, pulling out.
That one entrance, the one closest to the west, I guess. That's about the end of their property, though, probably.
It is. That's right where the edge of the property.
They don't have any.
Well, you can see they're on the...
I thought that bad boy was in the city.
This part is the actual building, and that amount is in the county.
See what highlights there? That right there is the extent.
That's county. But then all the rest of this is future.
What's the footage?
But that's in the city.
What's the footage from the driveway to the corner of their property going wet?
Their current drive?
Yeah. Have you got a footage from there to the corner?
I don't have an official footage.
Pulling out from there, looking west, you're fine. Trying to turn in on Oremus, there's enough shrubbery there at that residence on the inside of the corner.
I don't know if you'd have 120 feet or 100 feet.
What if we ask them to put that entrance all the way to the end of the property, the west end of the property?
Move it out. Well, that's what I want. Move the other way. You're going.
If they could access off of that RV park road, it wouldn't be such a concern, but I don't know.
I don't think you'll ever get that done.
There,
what about
right across from Summit Boulevard? Right across from Summit Ridge Drive, where that's her corner.
That's
right?
On the backside.
I don't think you'll ever make
Summit
get those people
Ridge
to let them do that.
Summit Ridge is not a very good pullout because you're blind to everything coming from the east. Yes.
Yeah. But it's going to be hard to tell them that they can't do that with Summit Ridge right across the street.
I understand that, but they're redoing and putting a different... You're going to have several...
That rodeo deal permanent, or is that just a temporary?
I have no idea. See, I don't know. I don't know what all they're going
to
do.
No, because that's all in the city.
I don't see it listed in here as one of the activities.
No, that's just all... That's in the city.
Huh?
That's in the city, so... Mm-hmm. That's their activity.
That's the city. But my concern is the traffic and entering and exiting that site.
Well, I'll get with their applicant and let him know that, and then see if he's got some ideas, and then he'll be prepared to maybe present you guys with some ideas.
I'd say that rodeo deal, when the bridge goes through down there, it's going to take that up, so I bet they stay up there.
Part of it's in the city, part of it's in the county.
George, you know?
I know. We got a contract with the city.
Yeah, once they put that bridge in there, there ain't going to be much room. If they put the roundabout, it's going to take...
I'll get with the applicant.
Is that road that right there where your cursor was? Go back to that road there. It goes into the RV and that. Is that a public road? Can they access off of that road?
Off of Shoals Bend.
Oh, this
off
one?
Off of Shoals Bend, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's not your road?
No. It's city.
That's a city road.
But why can't they?
Yeah, that's a city road.
Why can't they enter off of that road?
That's what I was thinking right in here.
It's a lot safer and a lot wider entrance.
Right.
They don't own that property down there, though, right?
Right here they do.
Oh, they do?
They own that right there.
That's theirs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why can't they go off Shelby Bend and just go across the...
They don't need an entrance off the highway then. They need to use that street and that stop sign.
I'd like to have those that other entrance or access
closed.
Cut off closed, because that's...
It's a disaster.
If I could change our county road, I'd love to, but I have no place to put it.
There's all their property right there in the yellow.
They need to put an entrance and exit at the west end of the property.
Would MoDOT, I know MoDOT will allow you to use an existing, but they really usually don't allow you to expand.
Well, if you do any improvements or whatever to it, then you have to meet their new guidelines.
You have to meet their new guidelines.
And they won't, side distance won't allow them.
No, because these two little, this little loopy drive's not much there.
No, there's...
So maybe he's already working with MoDOT. I'll get with him.
Okay.
Find out.
Try well, that's my only concern. That was brought to me by the sheriff, because there's going to be a lot of elderly people trying to turn in and activities. And
it just seems to me they could access it off Shelby Bend up there into the county and go up through there.
And that is not a county road, though. Shelby Bend is not.
No,
that's a city road. So it's a common road, though. I mean, it's not a private road.
Right. They have 3-4 roads on down at Remus. That's all in the city that we maintain. A Remus, it goes on down. There's another one right there in the corner, right there.
Yeah.
That's all city, and the one above it, city.
So would the city have any say about them having an entrance off into their road?
That'd be a problem.
They would have to get with them to create.
So that's what needs to happen.
I don't foresee a problem.
No, but that's what needs to happen before it comes before us.
Yes.
Because I'm going to deny it if it's not done.
Well, I'll
take that left.
What do you mean, zoom out, Howard?
We'd be creating quite a safety issue.
Oh, I wouldn't okay that, or I would not vote for that.
Right. There you go.
But I wasn't sure if we could bring it out and talk about it before we hear the concept, at least give them a heads up.
Well, it would save them being denied, I think. And putting their project even back further.
I will let him know.
All okay. Right. Anybody Thank else you. Got anything?
No, sir.
Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Anybody second? Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.